Welcome to Your Place of Grace with Evangelist Anthony Sluzes. We're taking the message of salvation, Holy Spirit renewal, and healing through the finished work of Christ to the world by every available means. If you'd like more information about Your Place of Grace Ministries and our resources, visit yourplaceofgrace.com.
Well, hello there, my friend. This is Anthony Sluzes, and you're listening to Your Place of Grace. Thank you for taking time out of your busy day to check us out and to hopefully be blessed by our teaching straight from the Word of God. We continue today in our series. This is part three of Are You a Courageous Christian? That's a question. Question for me, too, especially in our day. Let's talk about convictions, your set of values and beliefs. Now, a belief or a conviction is something that is considered true and worthy of maintaining, regardless of the consequences to you. Unfortunately, in our day, we live in a society and a generation that's being persuaded that there are no absolute moral truths. None. It's your truth, but not mine. Well, this is my truth. There's one truth, dear one, and that is the Word of God. So instead of relying upon the truths in the Bible, each person today in our society and in this world is left to decide what is right in his or her own eyes. And because there are no moral standards, our society has become ungodly, unsafe, immoral, and worthy of God's judgment. We need to turn from this dangerous situation that we find ourselves in, and we must stand firmly, without compromise, for our biblical beliefs. Daniel is a perfect example of a man who lived according to his strong biblical scriptural convictions. Daniel was willing to stand for them even when doing so could have cost his life. And courage is needed to fulfill God's assignments for our lives. When King Nebuchadnezzar conquered the nation of Israel, he took several young people to Babylon to train and indoctrinate into the Babylonian culture. And Daniel, a teen at that time, remained in Babylon throughout the reigns of Nebuchadnezzar, his son Belshazzar, Darius the Mede, and Cyrus the Persian. Although Daniel was a foreigner, he influenced all four of those kings, and he became a person of great authority. Because he never backed down from his convictions, the phrase, "The God of Daniel," echoed in the chambers of those pagan kingdoms. That's miraculous in itself. To resist the temptations to compromise our standards, you and I need to follow Daniel's godly example to see how he stood up for his convictions when he was a teenager. A teenager! Early on in life, Daniel made up his mind to live as a Hebrew and keep the law of Moses. His first test came when he was given food and wine from the king's table. Since this food had been offered to idols, Daniel requested a diet of vegetables and water. And after 10 days, the king's official found that Daniel and his friends looked healthier than the other youths. Daniel was convinced that he should be a godly example to others as well. This young man, Daniel, his determination to live in obedience to God, set an example for the other Jewish young people who were living in that heathen society. Daniel knew God would hear and answer his prayers. This young man had the boldness to hold firm to his convictions and risk requesting a different diet. Since the Lord is committed to answering the prayers of His children who walk in obedience, we can also have this same conviction in our own lives. Also, Daniel was committed to being true to the Word of God. When Nebuchadnezzar had an alarming dream, found in Daniel chapter 4, God gave Daniel the horrifying interpretation of that dream. At that moment, Daniel had to decide whether he would tell the king the truth or conceal it. But despite the danger, Daniel held to his persuasions and delivered the Lord's message to the king. He had the courage to stand for what was right, even though the king could have eliminated him. Daniel had a conviction that he was not going to bow down to any other gods in that sinful society. At one point, Daniel's three friends who shared his beliefs were put to the test. When Nebuchadnezzar made an image of himself and commanded all the people to bow down to it, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego refused. Even though they faced being thrown into a burning furnace, they believed the Lord could deliver them. They were willing to die rather than bow down to any other false god. And Daniel was fully persuaded that God would protect him no matter what. Daniel could not be bought off or frightened into compromise because he had nothing to fear as long as his convictions were founded on God's word. Hallelujah. Daniel was compelled to stand firm because of these four quick points. First of all, he was compelled to stand firm because Daniel was taught by his parents. Having grown up in Jerusalem, Daniel learned to obey the Mosaic law. Secondly, he studied the Word of God, really studied it. Since he knew the Scriptures, he could confidently stand on the truth when challenged or questioned. Thirdly, he loved the Lord with all of his heart. Daniel's devotion to God and his word empowered his commitment. And finally, Daniel was committed to obeying God. He didn't just know the word and love the Lord, he proved it through his obedience. So what were the consequences of Daniel's courageous stand? We can learn from these, dear one. As we look back at the life of Daniel, we can see the results of his faithfulness in these following ways. He remained obedient to God. Daniel won his first battle when he refused to defile himself with the king's food. But that was just the beginning of his lifelong obedience to God. He also influenced his companions to do the same. So Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego followed Daniel's example of obedience in refusing to eat the king's food. And they were all blessed by God for their faithfulness to him. And Daniel's obedience also opened doors of great opportunity. He was given opportunity to counsel and influence kings. That was all from God. See, if Daniel had chosen to blend into the culture, the kings probably wouldn't have noticed him. But because he was a person of character who stood up for his convictions, the kings heard about the one true God from Daniel. And as believers today, you and I can make an impact in others' lives by boldly living for Christ without compromise. God gave Daniel favor with those kings. Although Daniel was a foreigner who held firmly to his Hebrew beliefs, he was promoted to the highest places of authority by every king he served. Instead of persecuting him for speaking the truth, They raised him up. Hallelujah. God endowed Daniel with one of the most important prophecies in his word. Because Daniel had remained a trustworthy and obedient servant in the midst of this Babylonian culture, the Lord entrusted him with amazing prophecies about future events, which we're seeing unveiled in our lifetime, with more yet to come, of course. So as we close today, let me talk about your convictions. Dear one, God is looking for people like Daniel, people like you, a follower of Jesus Christ, who will stand by your godly convictions, even in the face of threat or temptation to compromise for profit. Dear one, please, use your God-given convictions to guide your actions. Hallelujah. I realize that with each and every podcast that we do on a weekly basis, that there are those who are listening who may not be followers of Jesus Christ. You may not know him as Savior and Lord. But the Bible says that today is the day of salvation. It says right now is the appointed time. Maybe something that I've been sharing today or in past episodes has moved your heart, and maybe it's struck you inside in your spirit, man. And something has been stirring in your heart that, you know, maybe I should open my heart to Christ. Well, what are you waiting for, dear friend? This is your day. It really is. Everything can change in your life for the better today. So why don't you pray this prayer with me and pray it with all your heart? Open up to the Lord Jesus Christ and invite him in to be your Savior, Lord, best friend, CEO of your life. Let's pray right now. Pray this with me. Dear God in heaven, come on, pray it with me. Dear God in heaven, I come to you in the name of Jesus Christ. Please forgive me for the way I have lived and for the sinful things that I have done and the many ways that I've messed up. Cleanse me with your precious blood from all my sin and unrighteousness. With my mouth, I confess the Lord Jesus. In my heart, I believe that God raised Jesus from the dead, and he is alive. This very moment, I accept Jesus Christ as the Savior of my soul, and I make him the Lord of my life. And according to God's word, which cannot lie, I am now washed. I am cleansed. I'm forgiven. I am healed. And yes, I am reborn. And I thank you, my God and my Savior. And Lord Jesus, I will live for you and serve you all the days of my life. In your holy name I pray. Amen. And amen. Praise God. Oh, loved one, if you've prayed that with me, with all your heart, welcome to the family of God. The angels in heaven are rejoicing over you right now because of this decision to open your heart to Jesus. Jesus said so. Listen, if you've prayed that with me, contact me through my website, yourplaceofgrace.com, and just tap on that contact tab and write me a quick email. Say, Tony, I prayed that prayer with you, and Jesus is now Lord of my life, and I'll never be the same again. If you'll do that, I'm going to rejoice with you, and I will send you a free resource, postage paid, to help you get started in this walk with Christ. Thank you so much for listening today. And dear friends, if you would, go to Apple Podcasts. Go to our podcast, Your Place of Grace. Go to the bottom of the page. And if you would, take a moment, just a moment, to maybe give us a 4 to 5 star review. 5 would be nicer, obviously. And give us a nice review. Be nice. Because we're here to serve you. We're here to help you and be a blessing to you. So if you would bless us in that way, by going to Apple Podcasts or whatever platform you listen, and give us a 4 or 5 star review, and write something nice about us. That would be really cool. Pastors, if you're listening, please go to my website, yourplaceofgrace.com, and find out what other churches have been experiencing when we've come to minister in those churches and communities. I'm not bragging on me. I'm bragging on my Jesus. God is moving powerfully in and through our services all over this nation. So also look, Pastor, listen, look at the testimonials page on our website. You'll read from other pastors and other folks about what God is doing in our services. Thank you so much for taking time out of your busy day to listen to Your Place of Grace. And until we meet again, may the Lord bless you and keep you. May the Lord make his face to shine upon you. May the Lord be gracious unto you, and may he give you a smile, his loving smile, each and every day, all the days of your life. And may God grant you peace, protection, prosperity, joy unspeakable and full of glory. May he give you laughter and unconditional love within your marriage, family, home, relationships. And may God grant you great favor everywhere you step foot, all the days of your very long life. In Jesus' name, amen and amen.
Thank you so much for listening to Your Place of Grace with Anthony Sluzes. We trust the podcast was a blessing to you. If you'd like more information about our ministry, resources, testimonials, and to schedule Anthony to speak at your event, go to yourplaceofgrace.com.